This is another Soil Sense Field Check, where we find the right expert to answer your questions about anything related to farming, agronomy, and soil health. We invite you to participate at www.ndfieldcheck.com. Today's question comes to us from Brian Kenner of Kenner Farms.
Hi, this is Brian Kenner from Mattock. My question is, I'm looking at cover crop mix to put on some ground that's going to be seeded to wheat or barley next year. I'm wondering if barley works in that mix or if I should be looking at something else.
Here to answer Brian's question about incorporating barley in a cover crop mix, if he intends to possibly plant barley in that field next, is Dr. Andrew Friska. Andrew is the NDSU Cereal Extension Plant Pathologist. His research program primarily focuses on developing management recommendations for diseases found in wheat, barley, corn, and some other small grains.
Yeah, and I think it's a great question right now, and it's something that's been talked about. And first and foremost, as far as looking at disease risk from cover crops, it is underexplored by plant pathologists. But there's a couple key things that I think about is in this situation. So if I'm thinking of barley in a cover crop, A, I think about what diseases in barley could be contributing to next year's barley crop. And then secondly, can we manage them? So in this specific instance, we know that barley has some residue-borne diseases such as the fungal leaf spots, net blotch and spot blotch, and as well as being a host for Fusarium head blight. So our concern for going into next year potentially might be is, what are those residue-borne diseases contributing to that? Now, one might think that it's just going to be a high risk, but I look at it from a different angle. Is I know barley is going to be a part of a cover crop mix. It's not going to be the primary plant in there, and we can't treat it as, you know, for we have a million plants per acre of barley, we have all that residue. In a cover crop mix, we have a lot less plants. I mean, those other plants might actually be barriers to some of that infection. So how I treat that situation is I would suggest that, yes, there is a risk, but I wouldn't consider it a high risk just because of some of those other factors that we have to think about during the season.
So some risk, but not too much risk. So does that mean Brian should go ahead with barley in his mix, or how should he weigh these risk factors to make a management decision?
Yeah, so I'm looking at if you're going to put a cover crop on, and if disease was your concern, and certainly if it's going to be like saline ground, which, you know, barley does a little bit better on and getting something established, I think you should still put a lot of emphasis on just getting something on that ground. And I think that's important. You can budget for some of those in-season management tools for next year in barley. And frankly, most barley growers are putting a fungicide early on with their herbicide mix. And where Brian's at and from Mattock, North Dakota, I think that's a pretty common practice up there. And there's a lot of conversations about that as being a common routine. And oftentimes they're spraying for Fusarium head blight. So it's just more or less as they're still managing their barley crop and as what they would do in next year. But it's just, I don't foresee it being anything that's going to put you over the edge for disease risk. Because what we have found out is when we look at some of these reservoirs for pathogens, barley residue, they tend to degrade over time too. So, and it's just very tough to predict what those pathogens would do in a cover crop mix, especially if they're going to be terminated mid-season. So it's a very hypothetical thought process, but it's not something that I would say, don't do this. Don't put stop on this. If it fits that mix and it's going to work well, I think that still is an important factor to consider.
So to throw out sort of a hypothetical here, what are some examples of types of situations where you really should be concerned about planting certain cover crops in a prevented plant situation ahead of future crops?
Yeah, I think the two biggest examples of where I worry about cover crops and next year's crop you're planting, it's really on the broadleaf side. Now, I know broadleafs are not my wheelhouse, but I have enough experience and conversations to know that the two diseases that I'd be worried about is soybean cyst nematode in soybeans and then clubroot and canola. For example, we know turnips and radishes can often be used as a cover crop mix. But if you're in those areas where we've had some clubroot problems with canola, I wouldn't even recommend to put them in there because they act as a host. And that's one pathogen in disease system that's very difficult to manage once you have it. So that goes back to what type of disease you have and how difficult it is to manage. And clubroot and canola is a prime example of that. Now, if you switch gears to soybeans, there's also some cover crop hosts of that. And their biggest list or the most robust list can be found at the SCN Coalition website. It's a great resource for that. That is one other disease that we don't have a silver bullet for, and we're best at managing populations. So you don't want to set yourself up in a worse scenario going into next year, especially with soil-borne diseases that you're married to each year.
But in Brian's case and most others, we're talking about including this in a mix. So it's not just a monoculture. Does that impact the amount of disease risk because it's part of a probably diverse mix of other species that are not hosts of this disease?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I did dabble a little bit trying to find some of these answers early on when I was getting them. And there are some studies, and actually barley was one of the studies, is the research suggests that when barley was used as a cover crop mix, as opposed to being just like a monoculture system, the disease was less in a cover crop mix. And that kind of goes back to that idea, is that you have other plant species, you have other competing plants in there that might be preventing spores from landing and establishing disease. I think the most amount of research currently being done is done at Iowa State. They've been looking at the pathogen transfer from cereal rye, winter cereal rye, into planting a corn crop. And what they found is that you really need a clean break from terminating that cereal rye before planting that corn crop. And that's probably the one example that they've been highlighting. And that has to resolve around root rot pathogens being a little bit more severe in that corn crop after planting after cereal rye.
What about this year specifically, 2020? What types of disease issues are you seeing pop up around North Dakota just in general?
Yeah, right now, as far as the kind of reports I'm getting for small grain diseases in the state, it's been very low. We have an excellent IPM scout program where we send scouts across the state to give us some real firsthand experience data on what we're seeing. And they're reporting back very low disease pressure from like tan spot you have in wheat and the net blotch and spot blotch in barley. And not all that surprising considering that we've had a big stretch here of hot weather, really strong winds, which often doesn't mean we're going to have dew points. And those dew points are really key when it comes to disease development. So as a plant pathologist, I call them key. As a grower, you probably don't want to call them a key development factor.
Now, what about as you look at how conditions are developing? What concerns do you have about disease issues this year that growers should be on the lookout for as the crop develops?
Right now, I think our biggest concern is the stress on the crop. Most of the calls I've been getting, it maybe even become with a fungicide decision, is they're not too optimistic on how the crop looks. And the added input of a fungicide is something that they're looking at right now. So, you know, Mother Nature always throws us curveballs. And I think this is a classic example, again, where, you know, we handle each season as, you know, as a separate year. And we just look at managing the wheat and barley crop to the best of our ability for each year.
Now, if you're listening and you have a question for Andrew, or perhaps something unique to your situation, we'd like to bring him back to answer that here on Field Check. Leave your question at www.ndfieldcheck.com. But also, Andrew encourages anyone in North Dakota to reach out to him directly.
You know, I always encourage anybody that's listening, or even in the consultants and growers and other ag professionals, that if you have questions and observations as we look at cover crops and influence disease, I'm all ears. Sometimes it's going to start a research program or a research question, and most of my research program is built on what I get as questions from the industry. So, like I said, there's always going to be exceptions to the rule in this, and I think a lot of us are learning as we move forward with a cover crop, especially in a year where we're going to have a lot of PP acres.
Thanks so much to NDSU Cereal Extension Plant Pathologist Dr. Andrew Friskup for sharing his time and experiences with us here on Field Check. Thank you as well to Brian Kenner for taking a few minutes to leave us a question. We have many more experts here to answer your questions. Some of them are PhDs like Andrew or Joe that you heard from in the last segment. In other cases, they're farmers, agronomists, consultants, and others that are more than willing to share their experiences. I would really appreciate if you would do just as Brian did and just take a minute and leave us a question. And all questions are welcomed. Maybe the answer will help you on your farm business or research, or maybe it's just something you're curious about or want clarified. Go to this website, please, ndfieldcheck.com. There will be a button there right on the page. You can simply click and begin recording. We'll track down the right person to answer your question and share both the question and answer on an upcoming episode. We'd really like it to be your question. Thanks so much to our sponsors who are making Field Check possible: the North Dakota Corn Council, the North Dakota Wheat Commission, the North Dakota Soybean Council, the North Harvest Dry Bean Association, and the North Dakota Barley Council. So head over to ndfieldcheck.com and leave us a voice message with your question today.